I didn't compete for a whole decade. Evo 2012 was my last one. I will briefly say what happened there. I found out that I was going to be playing against an able player in advance, right? Like, you find out who's in your pool. And I was playing Dan in general because, honestly, in part, I knew that I couldn't compete anymore. So it was time to not take it seriously, including with character choice. But I also felt he was not as bad as people thought, and I felt, honestly, he did fine against Able. I thought it was 5-5. I totally thought it was doable. I was very confident coming into this tournament that I would do well. And I sit down next to this opponent at Evo 2012 in pools, and my hands are bricks. Just frozen bricks. I can't control them at all. I'm not blocking when I intend to. I'm let alone doing a combo or something. I have a hypermobility disorder. It's probably Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. My orthopedist thinks that that's the most likely candidate, but I've never gotten specifically tested, so I can't say for sure. And it has a huge impact on my life. I mean, it has had a huge impact on my life, continues to. And I can't really control my joints in the same way. I can't really rely on my tendons to do that. But it's more wide-ranging than that. The most severe thing is that I have an impinged nerve in my cervical spine. I don't know, probably playing sports at some point it developed. And that is the nerve that goes down to your hands and controls your hands. And so it is interference between my brain and my hands, both directions. And to go through that feeling of preparation, I'm doing well, I've got a great chance, to I sit down and I just have no control, I'm not playing the game, was too frustrating. I couldn't do it to myself anymore, so I quit. And I didn't compete again until 2022. So yeah, 10 years. I went to go see a physical therapist. One of the first things she asked is, like, what's your Hail Mary? What are you coming here for? And you don't think that it's gonna solve this issue, and it's just a pie in the sky idea. Like, what's your ultimate dream from coming to physical therapy? I said, competing again in video games. That's my answer. You know, not having been able to for so long was really a big hit. Like, it was, I had major depression for a long time. This was not the only reason, for sure. Zero expectation. I was really just thinking, yeah, okay, you want the stupidest thing I can come up with that's for sure not gonna happen? Yeah, competing in fighting games. And we went through this process that was it was a year or so of just getting back into this. She would put down coins on the table. I had to pick up the coins with my individual fingers. Impossible task. Anyway, fast forward, me doing all this physical therapy, getting back in gear a little bit. I feel like I can compete again. In 2022, you know, going back to majors again, and I started entering again, and I did okay at Frosties and stuff, and slowly been getting better and better. And then 2024, I got 129th out of 642 in Mortal Kombat 1 and Third Strike. I, again, had to DQ myself for work stuff. At 2-0, nobody had sent me the losers yet. In Street Fighter 6, I got 129th out of 5,279, I think. And I only lost to Kaba. He's pretty good. And again, nobody eliminated me. I had to DQ myself for work. So I, you know, it's hard to beat that, man. Like, I'm very, very happy with it. It feels really good. You know, one of the things I was most wondering about in those intervening years was, like, could I do it? Like, I feel like I could think and do it if I had hands. But actually finding out that I can is very liberating. I'm very happy with it. I have answered my question. Can I still play? Yes. I'm satisfied. And I'm, with all the other crap going on in the world, to feel satisfied and happy with something, pretty great.